It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You heard in the update, Tigers win again, 3 of 4 out of the break. We're 1 week away from the deadline, 9-18. What now? Is there a case to keep Flaherty if they keep winning? How close do they have to get for that to be a real possibility? We'll get to it this hour. We've got Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore joining us at 9:35. Get some of his thoughts as he takes over the program with, listen, expectations. You're the reigning national champs, but you're replacing a lot of dudes. Be good to get his perspective on stuff. Michigan picked 4th in the preseason Big Ten. John, 4th. Is that expected? How do you feel about that? Is that right about where you think they'll be?
Yeah, I mean, that's... When you lose your quarterback, you lose receivers, you lose offensive line, you lose your running back. Defense, they've got a lot of talent coming back. They lost talent there as well, but there's more coming back with experience. I think it's right where I would expect most publications, talking heads, we would probably put them somewhere 3, 4, 5. I think 5 is probably too low.
But I think there's a big 4 in the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, and obviously it's Ohio State, it's Oregon, it's Penn State, it's Michigan. And how does Sherrone Moore and this offense develop an offensive line? Put 5 guys out there that can perform, you know, similar to what we've seen over the last few years. What do they do with the wide receivers? Who's going to be the guys that step up to make those big plays? Roman Wilson, great production last year, not just in terms of total yards, but obviously getting into the end zone, made some spectacular catches. But the big question is going to, and the biggest question is, what are you doing at the quarterback position? Are you going to go with a guy like Alex Orgie, who gives you so much opportunity in both the run game as a runner himself, add in that extra blocker, and it keeps defenses on their toes? What does he do in terms of being able to throw the ball? Davis Warren, when he's out there, what does he provide this team? How has he developed since he's been here? Jack Tuttle got his 7th year. He's been a guy that is a backup to, Michael Penix when he was at Indiana. Michael Penix is a first-round pick. He's a backup to J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy's a first-round pick. So he's never really had that opportunity to shine, and he's got some great experience. And he talked about, I mentioned it last year when I had him on the podcast, he wanted to come here. One, he wanted a chance to compete. He's also a very cerebral quarterback. He wants to further his career as a coach at some point when his playing days are over. So he's a guy that you could see, early on with week 2 of Texas, maybe you go with more of a veteran presence under center.
See, I wonder, though, I think they're going to be a team that has to run the ball, avoid turnovers, play defense, lean on their defense this season, lean on the weakest teams. They're just going to run over a Fresno State, an Arkansas State. They'll beat up on a soft USC or a Minnesota. The question will be when you play Texas, when you play Oregon, when you play Ohio State, and late in the season, you got to get that group to coalesce. I thought it was interesting that Campbell said the identity is something that he wants to establish, because the reality is they don't have an offensive identity right now, and a lot of that will depend on who's the guy under center. If it's Orgie, you can run with the extra blocker in the run game and use him as the run threat that maybe people were begging to see JJ be, because maybe Orgie isn't the downfield passer and they don't have the proven receivers. I think it's going to be him. Now, the only question will be, did they do themselves a disservice by not going to the portal? Because the other teams around the country, you can look at your preseason top 10, all of them, unless I'm missing somebody, either bring back a quarterback who's been in the game with live bullets flying, or went to the portal to get a guy who also has the live reps. And it's the top 2 teams in the Big Ten. It's Oregon, it's Ohio State. They both said, we need to go get someone. We're going to go get a guy. Penn State brings back Drew Aller. Michigan has the unknown. And I think that's part of why they're 4th in this game. I mean, not that anybody believes in Penn State, but the schedule's soft. They bring back a quarterback. They brought in an OC to provide a little bit of sizzle. They were boring last year offensively. Michigan's 4th because of all the loss, because they didn't hit the portal with the quarterback, because of the unknown, because of the schedule.
Well, but the fun thing is, without that identity going into camp, with a new offensive line, new quarterback, fresh receivers, you have a blank canvas, and you can paint that picture however you want. And if, Davis Warren, if he's your quarterback, you got yourself a strong arm. Jack Tuttle, you've got some experience. Alex Orji provides you that run game along with, you know, the question of, you know, how well can he throw the ball? And I think it's really going to come down to trying to figure out how much do we trust Kirk Campbell? How much do we trust Sherrone Moore that maybe they knew what they had in this quarterback competition, that they didn't need to go to the portal and bring somebody else in to take those starting reps. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Well, I was just saying, you know what it sounds a little like? We don't want to block them. And I hope it's not a Tiger situation.
But my point is, no one knows this group of competing quarterbacks better than the staff that's there. And we're left with, okay, well, if you're not going to bring somebody in that has starting experience,
be
because
right.
We saw it at Ohio State, we've seen it at Oregon, you see it all around college football, you're right, you better be right. And that's how you start to build that trust. You got some signature win opportunities for Sherrone Moore, but the biggest, you know, signature going into this season is they didn't go to the portal, they didn't get a quarterback, so are you going to be able to develop? Do you trust your evaluation enough that you didn't have to go to the portal?
So let me ask you this. If they finish fourth, what does it say? Does it say they were wrong about the quarterback position? Does it say
They finished that way doesn't necessarily mean. I mean, it could be you could have a quality starting quarterback, but your offensive line isn't what it needs to be.
But I think the most likely is Sherrone Moore, the guy who's the head coach who worked with the offensive line before, is going to get those guys to gel. I think you believe in that group more than you do the quarterback, right?
Well, I mean, sure, because he's got that ability. He's got that track record, and you bring in a Josh Preep from Northwestern. Yeah. He's got starting experience. Greg Crippen at center is a guy that, hey, you know, 2 years ago, he thought he was going to get a chance to play. They bring in Oluwatimi. He's an Outland Trophy winner. Mm-hmm. And then last year, they bring in Drake Nugent from Stanford. There were always guys that just stepped in front of him. Now it's his opportunity, but he is a veteran guy. He's got some experience. Giovanni Alhadi at the other guard position. Interior of that offensive line, I think, is going to be really good. The question is going to be, and most importantly, what does Chris Hinton or Miles Hinton do at the tackle position? Had some opportunity last year, didn't really solidify his starting spot. He's the one that's back, but you've got big question mark at the tackle position. And how do you protect some of those guys? How do you develop those guys? And, yeah, it is going to be Sherrone Moore. It's Grant Newsom, who's now the offensive line coach. It's on them to figure out what's that going to look like. Five guys. How do you find the best five that you can put out there, and what are they going to be?
I think if they finish fourth in the Big Ten, it's a disappointment.
If they don't win the Big Ten, it's going to be a disappointment.
Well, hold on. Adjusting for expectations, right? Like Ohio State, it's national title or bust for this super team. I don't think that's the expectation for Michigan.
Because of the investment that they've made in the portal and NIL, all those things that Michigan's trying to do. That's why we're here today.
I know. You could say everybody's goal is to win the national title, and I agree. My point is the expectations aren't the same for every team. So for Michigan, I do think fourth is below the expectation. Fourth puts you in this weird nebulous playoff bubble spot. You should get in. Third in the Big Ten gets you in. To do that, I think that it would mean Sherrone Moore got the O-line humming by the end of the season. It would mean the quarterback room wasn't an issue. I'm not saying it's going to be elite, but that would mean that they've steadied the room. To finish third in the Big Ten would likely mean 10-2, I would think. So 10-2 means you beat one of your good teams. If you don't beat any of the good teams, if you're 9-3, if you're in fourth, if you didn't develop your offensive line, if your quarterback, you're going, I wish we would hit the portal, that's a disappointment. And I think preseason four, if it plays out that way, would be a disappointment.
Yeah, and if you're 9-3 and those three games are all three of the ones that you are not favored in, and it's Texas week two, it's Oregon, and it's Ohio State, if those are the opportunities that Sherrone Moore and this team have to get a signature victory this year. And obviously everybody's going to be pointing to Ohio State. That when they get there, Michigan will be better at that time than they are at the beginning of the season.
Right.
But you've got to hit the ground running. And if you're a 3.5-point dog against Texas and against Oregon, what are you doing in those games? Because they're both going to be home.
Yep.
To be able to manufacture
steal
a
one.
Win.
Steal one. You're underdogs. I know you don't like thinking about it. You're underdogs.
Well,
steal a win.
Yeah, but so much will be – I think we're all under agreement that I don't even know who Texas plays in week one. We play Fresno State. They're going to come in that game still favored. there's a lot that can happen for Oregon between now and then. And hopefully Michigan is still in a position where they're only 3.5 back, but they also could go into that game favored if they go into that game undefeated. Like, I mean, it's going to be a matter of now. I don't know that that's likely, but there's a lot that happens between now and when Michigan plays Oregon. There's not a lot that happens between now and when Michigan plays Texas.
We're talking ball. A couple guys talking ball. You want to jump in? 248-539-9797. We'll talk ball with Sherrone Moore at 9:35. Get his thoughts on the upcoming season for the Wolverines.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.